Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain.
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Enlighten and empower listeners. to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue God-given destiny. Amen. How many know that we have a destiny that was given to us by God? Pursue that destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We stand on that scripture, Ephesians 2 and 20. Amen. Tell you, we want you to tune in, and every time you tune in, expect to hear and receive some fresh oil from God Almighty. Truly, we appreciate your support, and we want you to know you can also reach us at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can go on that website, and you can also listen to our radio broadcast live on the website, and you can visit us on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries. Amen. This is our 503rd episode, and I missed it last week because one of our pastors, Pastor Edward Hamilton, he had a death in his family, lost his sister last Thursday, and that would have marked our 500th episode. So today we just thank God that he allowed us to be on this air for 19 months, and today is the 504th episode, so we just celebrating what God has done. Amen. We welcome you to send your prayer requests or any praise reports that you would like to share on this broadcast. Send them to us at New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we'd like to invite you to like our page on Facebook. That's at New Destiny Ministries. Amen. We just thank God. We just giving God the glory and giving him the praise. And we thank God for another opportunity to come on this line and lift up the name of Jesus. Also, we thank God for the wonderful connections, that I call them divine connections, because when God divinely connect you, guess what? You feel the sincerity of that love. You feel the sincerity of those that he connect you with. So we thank God for our cousin, Minister Maurice Moncure, and he's no stranger to this broadcast. We thank God for him introducing us to our, I call them my homeboys and my homegirls, because they're from the state of Louisiana, and so am I, hailing from New Orleans, Louisiana. And we're just so excited to have a wonderful speaker today with us, and that's none other than Elder Reverend Michael Jackson out of Hammond, Mount Vernon Baptist Church out of Hammond, Louisiana. And we thank God we had an opportunity to talk with his beautiful wife on this morning. Now, I'm not certain which one of these lines is Elder Jackson, but I'm going to call out four numbers from the 985 area code, and I'm going to call out the last four, and if you all can let me know which one is our speaker, we appreciate it. We certainly thank God for his beautiful wife. Amen. Amen. So we have 8590, and if any of these are Elder Jackson, I would like him to let me know. We have the last four is 8147. And we have a 2152. That's the last four. And then we have a 7028 out of the area code 985. Which one of these are Elder Jackson's?
Number one.
Okay, all right, 8590. Amen. Well, God bless you, man of God. We're just so excited about this word. Our destiny focus for this week is there anything too hard for God? So you're in for a treat on today. And before we read Elder Jackson's bio, we're going to open up the line, and I'm going to see if Sister T is available to open up with the word of prayer. If not, I'll let Elder Jackson do that as he come on. Sister T, are you available?
Yes, I'm available. Can you hear me, Zampa?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Can you open up with the word of prayer for us on today?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the wonderful name of Jesus just to give you all honor and to give you all praise and to give you all glory, Father God. Father, we thank you for another day of life, another day that you allow us to see, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless this broadcast, Father God. Bless the speaker that's coming forth for today, Lord Jesus. Give him a word straight from you, Lord Father. Father, be with us today, Lord Jesus. Be with us in every way, Father God. Father God, let it not be our flesh speaking, let it be you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost, on this line, Father. Deliver and set free, Father, your people. We need you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're just thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you because you allowed us to see another day and activities of our limbs and all that you do for us on a daily basis. We believe you, God, and we are thanking you today that your word go forth today, Father. Father, we just ask you to use the man of God for your own glory, Lord Jesus. Father, we just honor you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory on today. In Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen. God knows what he's doing.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister T. We're just so honored and privileged to have this beautiful, wonderful young man here with us today that's going to bring the word of life again. Our focus is there anything too hard for God? And we probably will, we can cover from Genesis to Revelation on this topic. So this series will last, I don't know, until the Lord says otherwise. But we're going to just read a bio on this awesome, great man of God. And that's none other than Reverend Michael Jackson Sr. He was born on January the 23rd, 1965, to the late Huey Johnson and Mr. Isom and Benny A. Jackson. He is a native of Hammond, Louisiana. He is the third child of six siblings. Elder Jackson has been singing, wow, and playing for over 40 years. Ah, Miss Maurice, my cousin, say this is his best friend. Amen, and I see why they're friends, because they got something in common. Wow, singing and playing, that is a testament to the Lord. For over 40 years, he was called to preach the gospel at the age of 16 years old. My God, what a testament. He asked God to give him a unique way to deliver his word, and God answered his prayer. He is currently pursuing a Bachelor of Theology degree with Union Baptist Theological Seminary, New Orleans, Louisiana. Except, Lord have mercy, I get happy when I hear New Orleans. That's an extension of Greenfield Baptist Church, where the dean is Pastor Jerry Hannibal. He is also an associate minister of Greater Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church of Hammond, Louisiana, under the leadership of Dr. Samuel C. Brown. Reverend Jackson is happily married to Virginia W. Jackson, who supports him faithfully in his ministry. God has blended their union with a beautiful bouquet of children. I love that. Reverend Jackson has been faithfully singing and preaching all across this country. One of his favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. His motto is, if I can help somebody, I travel along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. You can sing that song for me today. Hallelujah. So it gives me great honor and great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others this wonderful, great, mighty man of God in the likeness of Elder Michael Jackson Sr. God bless you, Elder Jackson.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Am I on?
Yes.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless you. I want to bring you greetings from the Louisiana area, from the city of Hamlin. And it's a pleasure to come forth and bring a word to you today. My best friend, Maurice, has hooked us up, and it's just in the will of God. And I just want to dedicate this song to you, sister, to God. I've got a song I want to dedicate to you, just a verse. If I can help somebody as I travel alone, if I can show somebody where they're going wrong, if I can cheer somebody with the words of a song, then my living shall not be in vain. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Woo, that's all right.
If you will, the gospel according to Mark. And the topic for this week has been, is there anything too hard for God? I want to put a subtopic to that today. I'm going to use a subtopic, and I'm going to show you that there's nothing too hard for God. If you will, the gospel according to Mark, the 5th chapter. Oh, I feel like preaching. Can I preach like I feel? Because I feel like it right now. The gospel according to Mark, verse number 35 and 36. It reads like this. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, thy daughter is dead.
Oh,
why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And that's what I want to talk about. Is there anything too hard for God? Only believe. That's what I want to talk about. Only believe. Now watch this. In order for you to understand what's going on in the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, you have to go back to the 4th chapter of Mark, around the 35th verse, where you have, after Jesus had taught and preached on the seashore to thousands of people, he said to his disciples, let us go to the other side. Now, you need to understand, when God says something, you can count on it. You need to understand that if God says you can do it, you can do it. If God says you're coming out, you're coming out. If God says he's going to heal your body, he's going to heal your body. But guess what? Your healing may not be on this side. Your healing might be on the other side. But he did say he was going to heal. him, the Bible declares that there was a storm that arose on the sea. And when that storm arose on the sea, that the disciples got afraid. They were afraid of their lives. The water was beating in the boat, and the wind was just blowing everywhere. Lightning was flashing, and thunder was rolling, and they got scared because now Matthew said that it was a tempest, and a tempest is simply a hailstorm. So hell was raining down on them. Mm. So while hell was raining down on them, the Bible declared that they got afraid. So they woke up Jesus in the hinder part. Can I preach like I feel? Jesus looked at him and said, be not afraid. Why are you so fearful? Isn't that something today, how some folk have walked with Jesus for time, month after month, years after years, and they still don't know the power of God? It's a shame to be with Jesus for so long and you're still wondering how you're going to make it. It's a shame to be with Jesus for so long and you're still trying to figure out, Lord, what I'm going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do like Saul said. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of God. Yeah. Now, after Jesus had calmed the sea, after Jesus told the wind to stop blowing, told the lightning to stop flashing and said, be still, here we enter into the fifth chapter of the gospel according to Mark. Now, when the Bible says when they had come into the country of Gadara, there was a crazy man that he met. Oh, let me preach this thing. When they met, when Jesus met this crazy man, the Bible said that night and day that he was crying and cutting himself, and the people in the town could hear him day in and day out just cutting himself, crying, and the fetters couldn't hold him, the chains couldn't hold him. He would run around naked, but when the Bible says, but when he saw Jesus fall, he knelt down and worshiped him, and he said, what have I to do with thee? Jesus looked at him and said, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. That lets you know that if you want to control some of those demons in your house, you need to call Jesus. You need to control the demons even in your body. You need to call on the name of Jesus. You need to control some demons in your surroundings. You need to call on Jesus. They call. You need to understand that demons tremble the name of Jesus. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby men shall be saved but by the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel like preaching in here. Now, he said, we are, my name is Legion, for we are many. And I hear the crazy man say, listen, don't the demon power, don't kill us now. But they got some hogs over there, some swine over there. Allow us to go into the swine. The Bible says that he cast those demons out in the swine. And it was about 2,000 of them that fell over the cliff and drowned in the water. And you know, I'm from down south, and you know, we like all that kind of stuff down south. And when I read this, I thought about all of those pig feet being drowned in the water. Lord have mercy. I thought about those hundred thousands of pounds of chitlins. Lord, I love some chitlins. I ain't lying. Being drowned in that water. I thought about 2,000 pig lips not being able to be eaten. Hallelujah. But God said, go they went. But you have to understand this. In order for you to believe, there are some things that will arise in your life. And that brings me to my first point. I'm not going to hold you long, but that brings me to my first point. My first point is this. You have to believe beyond your dilemma. Thank you, Jesus. We have many dilemmas. The Bible says that there was a man that was in charge of the synagogue. He was over the house of God, and he made sure things went well. He made sure that the house was clean and ready for worship, and his name was Jairus. And Jairus had a daughter who died. So Jairus was in a dilemma. And I want to tell some of you out there who's listening at me right now, you might be facing a dilemma. You might be facing a financial dilemma. Let me tell you something. If you would do as the Bible says, to bring you all the tithes in the storehouse, that there might be meat. God said, guess what? You can prove me. Come on. God said that you can test me out. Let me show you who I really am. Let me show you that I'm a real man. Come on, bring me to me, and I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll open up the windows of heaven, and I'll pull you out blessed that you will not have room to receive. Some folks, some of you out there may be, glory to God, may be in a dilemma with your children. That old bad boy, old man, come on. That old girl, with this boy, that old boy that you don't want her with, and that's to now that got pregnant, and now you're facing a dilemma. And children, I need to let you know out there, children, I want you to listen to me well. The Bible says, honor your fathers and your mothers, that your days may be longer. You ain't got no business cussing your mama out. Somebody ought to help me. Oh, glory to God. You don't have no business talking back to your daddy. You don't have no business, come on, not honoring them when you're going out acting a fool at the schoolhouse, acting a fool on vacation, come on, when you're away from home doing those things that you know your mama didn't teach you, saying some stuff you know your daddy don't approve of. But you're putting your mother and your father in a dilemma. Yeah, not only are you in a financial dilemma, not only are you in a child dilemma, but you also, there is some folk out there having the dilemma even at the church house. Oh, let me preach my copy.
Oh, come on.
You got church folk who can't get along with one another. And you
say that again.
I'm not going to heaven, and you're so glad, no, honey, because if you can't get along with me down here, you're not on your way to heaven. How can you love somebody you've never seen and you can't get along with your brother? I've never seen so many church folk want to fight each other Sunday after Sunday. Come on. Some of you need to just go back and get saved all over again. Some of you need to go back to the altar. You got a nasty position. You need to go on your knees. Come on. You got a family attitude. Come on. Can't nobody talk to you. We don't know who you are. We don't know whether to speak to you or not. And you call yourself a child of God. No, Jesus said, with love and kindness, how I draw thee. You need to believe beyond your dilemma.
Come on.
Secondly, not only that, not only should you believe beyond your dilemma, but you need to believe beyond your delay. I want to tell you something. A delayed answer does not mean that you've been denied.
Come on.
You remember when the thief was on the cross, don't you? Yeah, you remember. There were two thieves, and Jesus was in the middle. What he said, if you be the Son of God, come down and save yourself and me, and us too. And the other thief said, listen, the other thief said, don't bother him. We deserve what we have, what we got. He said, but this man hadn't done anything. So he looked at Jesus and said, listen, when you enter into your paradise, he said, I just want you to do returned to his Father yet. But Jesus said, this day, oh, glory to God. In other words, this day I have accepted you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. This day I have received, glory, I have received you unto myself. This day you shall be with me in paradise. He didn't go right there. He was delayed, but he wasn't denied. And I want to tell you that when oh, glory to God, when Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, listen at what happened. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, and he was delayed because there was a woman who had a problem.
Come on.
There was a woman, glory, who had an issue of blood for 12 years.
Hey,
when the doctor, all that she had, she couldn't find no help nowhere. She said within herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, she had enough faith to believe that if I could touch him, everything will be all right. And I want to tell you right now, those of you who are going through some problems, oh, glory to God, those of you who are going through something right now, let me tell you something. Glory, your tears don't move, God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, your snorting all of that crying all night, that don't move, God. What moves God is your faith. You have to have faith that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. For Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you want to move God, you got to have faith that God can do anything that you ask him to do. If you want to move God on your behalf, you got to believe. You have to call those things which be not as though they were. You have to believe that God is going to do it, and you got to stand on it. You got to stand on his word, because his word is going to stand. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but God's word is going to stand forever. I believe and I trust in this word, because God said it, and if he said it, that settled it. If God said it, that is the end of it. So you have to believe beyond your delay. Now watch this. Here's this lady who had this issue of blood. She said, if I could touch the hem, I'll be made whole. And the Bible says that the crowd, read the word, the Bible says that the crowd thronged Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, somebody touched me.
Come on.
And the disciples said, well, Master, there's a whole lot of folk out here touching on you and pulling on you. There's a whole lot of people surrounding you. What the word that could be anybody. Say, no. Oh, my glory to God. You can't be. Jesus said, no, I felt the healing virtue flow out of my body. It wasn't just an ordinary, oh, glory to God. It wasn't just an ordinary touch. It was a touch that somebody wanted to know, oh, glory to God. Somebody wanted to know, is anything too hard for me to do? Somebody needed to touch me because they wanted to know, can I really do the impossible? It was the kind of touch that somebody wanted to know, is this man for real? I'm going to try. I've done everything that I owe God in my fight to do it. And now I'm at my last resort. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Just let me touch it so I can find out, is it anything too hard for God to do? Jesus looked down at the woman and said, yeah, you touched me. And he said, your faith has made you whole. Oh, I wish I could preach like I feel today. Not only should you believe beyond the dilemma,
come on.
Not only will you have a finance dilemma and children's dilemma, not only will you have a church dilemma, not only should you believe beyond the delay, not only did the woman get healed of the issue of blood, not only
too hard for the Lord. I don't have, hey, glory. Whoa, let that word marinate in your spirit. Hey, God, is there anything? Hey, the preacher done preached today. Hallelujah. Is there anything? That's all the Lord is asking us, to trust him, to believe him. His subtopic was believe. Hallelujah, believe. You got to believe. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. We say that oftentimes. We quote that to one another. Hallelujah. When you have the victory, hey, and you only have the victory for a moment. Hallelujah. But if you truly have the victory, you got to walk in it. Huh? Walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. Yeah, glory to God. He there preached today. Oh, old school preaching. Hallelujah. Hey, where Maurice at? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, this has been a blessed day. Oh, my God, I'm out and about, but I said I had to find me a secret corner and just tune in just for a few minutes because, like I shared with you, Evangelist, this is my best friend, but this is the way he acts. And I didn't mean for him to act like he act, but this is the way he act. This is when you see him, this is how, in Walmart, it don't matter. This is the way he act. I told
glory.
Him to be good. I told him to be decent. But when God has stirred something on you on the inside, it's got
come
to
on.
Come up. It has to come up. So is there anything too hard for God? God is raising up another generation. He's raising up another generation of preachers that God said he's going to open their mouth and they're going to speak for him. And I'm just so delighted, and I'm so delighted that you had this opportunity, and I've had to come in the corner in the business store because I couldn't miss this opportunity because this radio station, now it gets addicted. You get addicted to it. You got to at least get some of it if you can't get all of it. And I said, oh, my God, let me, this man is blessing God. He's preaching like a madman. That's the way they do in the South, you know.
He said,
you know, they're going to feel like that. They go to feeling that thing in the South, and they go to hooping and howling and screaming and sweating, but they don't care because they're feeling
out of here, baby. I didn't even know his resume was 40 years of singing and playing. I said, that's why Marie, he and Maurice are the best of friends because they have something in common. Y'all both love the Lord, and God has given you all a tremendous gift. To be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we didn't meet in church. We didn't meet in church. We met at school. We were in school together. And so we met one day in the choir's room at a public school. And I began to, so everybody started saying, you know Michael? I said, yeah, I know Michael. I heard of him. Oh, you know Maurice? Yeah, I heard of him. I said, ooh, Michael said he can play better than you. And they say, oh, yeah. And they say, oh, Michael Maurice said he can play better than you. We found ourselves one day meeting up at a piano. He got on one end, and I got on the other end, and everybody in the room was blessed when we finished praising God. And this is an important truth. So don't tell me. When the enemy means it for your good, bad, God means it for your good. So that's what I tell you. It's a blessing. And ever since that day, we're talking about 40 years. We're talking about 32 years being the best friend. God has blessed us to go through nations and blessed us to go many places and just bless God and give him some glory. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that God can use, and say, listen, is there anything too hard for God? We stand up and say, no, there's nothing too hard for God. You know, all you have to do is just trust it. He said, you just trust me and try me, and I'll prove to you that I am God Almighty. And we're just grateful. We're just thankful that I had my best friend to just share. I could not let this opportunity pass without leaving them. Lord, these people probably think I'm going crazy in the back of this store here, but God bless them. But thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you so much for that word of God, Reverend Jackson. He's available. He does crusades. He does revivals. He goes all over. He's just coming out of the National, where they promoted him in the National Baptist Convention as going part of their music department for their youth choir. And, and he's ready, willing, and able.
Oh, I am mercy.
Thank God for you. Yes, indeed. How is Mama Ruby doing? Is she all right?
Ah, there she is.
I'm
right
doing
there.
Fine, Maurice. Praise the Lord. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, I love you so much. Hold my mute, Mama Ruby. I'll shout right here. Hey, glory to God.
Come. I tell you, we have had a treat today. We truly thank God for this word. We thank God for this awesome man of God. Now, you can't stop, Ella Jackson. You gotta. You done took us to the moaning bench. So you cannot so have to render us a selection. Hey,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to do something for us. Hey,
that's right.
IMAX this
thing. Right.
Hey, glory.
That's
the word have went forth in the gift that God has deposited in your spirit. Ah, yo, no, no, Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. So
yes.
We're going back to Elder Jackson. Yeah, glory. Oh, glory.
All right.
Hey, God. Is there anything
Hallelujah.
Too hard for God? You done started something
Hallelujah.
In here. Yeah, no more.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Elder Jackson. Hey, glory. Yeah. Oh,
God. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. He's been so good to me, more than this world could ever be. He's been so good to me. He's dried my tears away. Dried my eyes today. So I just stop by and tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God is good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this whole world could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good to me. He's wiped my tears away. Turned my dark night into day. I just want to tell him, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm over. Thank you, Lord. I'm thinking of a stupid. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes my body ran with pain. Thank you, Lord. I've been talking out of abuse. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to open up the
someone who's out there listening.
Call. Hey, hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory.
Oh, God, this word is rich today. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. When you think about all God's done for you, you can answer that question.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Have you ever been in anything? Hallelujah. Jackson said he'd been in a storm. I know some of you all have experienced some storms. You may have not had the experience of a Katrina. You've had your own Katrinas. Glory to God. And you couldn't see no way out. When the waters begin to rise,
Yes.
When the flood come, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord
will lift up and raise up a standard. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jackson, you have preached. Glory to God.
Lord, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a caller, 985-8147. Your line is open. Praise the Lord. 985-8147. Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay, here's another one from 985-2152. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, man. God, Vengeance Benoit. This is Sister Kim. I just want to say thank God for the word on today. It was a blessing, and I, too, know that there is nothing too hard for God because I tried him for myself, and I know he's able, and I just thank God for the word today. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Sister Kim, is your number 2152?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, God bless. Praise the Lord. Did you hear? She said he's in Kenwood, Louisiana. Sister Kim?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Kenwood, Louisiana.
Yeah, he is too, I think. Hamlet, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. God bless you, man of God. Yeah,
bless. Okay, then. So Sister T, your line is open. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It was truly a blessing. That was an awesome message to the man of God. And I just thank God I was able to hear what I heard on today. And I know for a fact there's nothing too hard for God. I tried him for myself, and I've seen him be a way maker out of no way. So I thank God for the man of God and the word that came forth on today. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, too, for the Lord using you with the prayer today. God bless you. We're going to, your line is open, 323-3297. Sister Dawn? Donna? Sister Donna?
Yes, I had to unmute. God bless you. I came in a little late, and it seemed like the subject is nothing is too hard for God, and I tell you, I will be going back and listening to it again this evening, but the little part that I caught, the praise was just so anointed, and I just thank the Lord for it. Also, I heard my baby sister Kim on the line, Sister Kim, and she's been supporting me and keeping me held up through Facebook, and I'd like to tell her I love her and thank her for all her prayers and her support, and also the woman of God. I love you guys.
Oh, God bless. We love you, too. That's such a blessing.
That is truly a blessing. Elder Marie?
Yes, yes, yes. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful that this word that is reaching out to all of these women of God and men of God, and how it reaches through all states and all manifestation of all over the world. We thank God for these people that's calling in, because I want you to know, especially you evangelists and Mama Ruby, that the work is not in vain. Sometimes it seems dismal, but if you can just reach one soul for Christ, and with these people that's calling and all of our brothers and sisters that's calling in, it does our heart good to know that the word is going forth and they're receiving it. And when they're receiving it, and these are people that we don't haven't even met in the natural, but in the spirit we can feel that God is moving upon their lives and God has a word in their mouth. And we thank God for this opportunity just to share. And I call there, I say, Michael, my best friend, I just love him to death, because when he reaches the masses of people like this, it just does my heart good, because what's your best friend like? Is your best friend participating in the word of God? Is your best friend on the same accord as you? Is your best friend serve a true and a living God? Is he a praiser? Is she a worshiper? And that's when we have to come to knowledge. Is it anything too hard for God? The only way that you can find out if it is, you got to try. You got to try him. And not only try him, you got to trust him. And not only trust him, but you got to believe in him. You got to believe in him that he'll do just what he said.
Amen.
Oh, it's just a blessing. This phone line is so hot today. Oh my God, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
And I'm gonna let some more callers come in and share their time with you. But I thank God. I'm getting ready to get out of these people's store before y'all have to come and pay a bond for me because disturbing the peace. Because I'm about to holler.
Okay, God bless. Love you, Maurice.
Love
Maurice.
You. Be blessed.
Yes, y'all be blessed. It's just been a blessing to have Elder Reverend Michael Jackson on. Sister Ruby, it's just been a blessing. And the most important feeling that I have coming from here, as far as the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that he leads and he directs and he guides and he opened this space for you, Elder Michael Jackson. No other man done it but Jesus Christ. So we're just so excited that he rained down and sent you with the rhema word for his precious people. So God bless you and keep and strengthen you and keep you more and more encouraged and bless you beyond what you could see or think. Pray my strength in the Lord. It's just been a blessing. The word has been awesome. I think I went to everybody. I'm going to go back to you, Elder Michael Jackson, and you can have the final say, and you can close us out if you choose to. Praise the Lord. Oh, you want to say something? Yeah, he laughed.
Hallelujah. I just,
hallelujah.
You want to
follow
me?
Amen, amen. Elder Jackson, we just want to, again, take the time to just thank you from the bottom of our heart. You really have blessed my soul. I'm at Sister Ruby's house, and I can't sit still when the word is going forth. I have to move something. I just can't sit still. Something begins to move. But I tell you, this word has been rich today, and I tell you, we just pray God's blessing upon you.
Hallelujah.
As Maurice was talking, you know, we've been on this line. Sister Ruby has been on this line with us since the inception of this broadcast. And as I began to reflect,
hallelujah,
this broadcast, we named it. The Lord gave me that name, A Time of Reflection. And as I began to reflect yesterday, and I looked at the Blog Talk log and the stats and the record that I keep, it said that this today is the 504th episode. So 500 days the Lord have allowed somebody to come on this line and preach and teach the gospel. And do you know, God, I say it all the time, God has a record. Hallelujah, he's keeping record, and you will not be able to accuse God. You will not be able to stand before God and say, I didn't know. No one said it to me. will not be so. So every day you come on this line, God is going to have a record on it. And I just bless the Lord. It takes something to make a sacrifice and to do ministry and to deny yourself. These are precious hours that we can spend doing something else. But when you make that sacrifice and you commit yourself to the work of the kingdom of God, God has to be, God is obligated to you. He said to Ella Jackson, and already preached, he said, prove me. After you have done the will of God, prove me.
Hallelujah.
God to the test. You can, God told us to test him. When you say prove, all you're doing is testing him. All you're doing is giving God his word back. And God will uphold his word. Ah, oh, Lord, he sung that song. I won't complain. I just have one more request from you for a song. I just got
okay.
He's a wonder in my soul, and I know, oh, God, that's just ringing in my heart today.
Hallelujah. My soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, bless his name. My soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Let the church say yes. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah. For those of you who are out there listening, listen, if you are out of the ark of safety right now, you can receive the Lord into your life right now. You can accept him. Maybe you're afraid to call in. Maybe you're listening and you don't want to say over the air. But I'm going to tell you right now, God will come into your life wherever you are right now. All you have to do is confess that you are a sinner. When you confess that you are a sinner, then you need to, oh God, you need to believe. You need to believe that God will save you. And then you need to repent for everything that you've done. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I'm going to do a quick prayer right now. Dear Lord, I pray right now, those that are listening, Lord, to those that the unsaved man, the unsaved woman, the unsaved boy, the unsaved girl, I ask you right now, as they repent unto you, as they confess their sins to you, and as they believe on your word, God, I ask right now that you would save them right now, wherever they are, whoever they may be, God, because according to your word, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that you have raised us from the dead, you said that we shall be saved, and according to your word, they are saved. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless you. We're going to let you close us on out with a word of prayer. And we don't need do no songs, because this man, have, this Amen. Mighty man of God, have ministered in songs to our souls on today. We just bless the Lord, Elder Jackson. You have an open invitation. We thank God for meeting you. We thank God for your lovely wife that got us the information promptly today. She responded so promptly. So give her our love and our regards, and we just bless the Lord for you on today. So God, thank God for seeing Sister Shaw and Sister Kim lives right down there in your area. She's in Kentwood, Louisiana, so she's a faithful supporter of this ministry, and we just thank God for it. And I see my sister Dawn. I don't know if you're working or if you were able to say anything, but we just bless the Lord. Thank God for my cousin Maurice and him being able to introduce us to those, our sisters and our brothers there in Louisiana. I say, I got to get y'all to California. Get y'all up on that end, Elder Jackson. Maurice have already been here. We had him here about 4 or 5 years ago. He came to our church and he worked with the choir. We were in a Back to Apostolic Conference, and he was here for about 4 or 5 days, and he worked with that choir. I tell you, he had them on fire. Woo! And Lord, they just enjoyed him so. We gonna get him back out here again, and we'll have you traveling along with him. So just keep your ears and your eyes open for what God is about to do. Amen. So God bless you.
He can really get the job done. I tell you, he really gets the job done.
He get it done. You get it done too for 40 years and preaching since you were 16 and singing and playing. For 40 years, you know, you have to have a special love for God's people to render that kind of service to Lord.
Minister Maurice
connecting us with all of these beautiful brothers and sisters down in Louisiana. I can't wait to come down there. I'm going to be all in Kentwood at Sister Cam, and we're going to have a time. We're going to have a time. Amen. So
Amen.
I see Maurice back on the line.
I had to come back on the line. I went and got in the car, and I called Dr. Lucas and said, man, you got to listen to this. The power of the Holy Ghost is moving through the airways.
Jesus,
I had to call back to this. Nothing like it. There's nothing like it. This day has brought such joy to our hearts and to our spirit. So this man of God has just opened up and flowed.
Well, y'all can close us on out with a duet, Maurice, you and Elder Jackson. Just however y'all want to do it. Hallelujah. I feel so blessed.
Oh, Lord, I feel so blessed
to have these anointed men of God on this day.
Reverend, what do you want to do?
Trees don't want to be mountains. We should go ahead.
Let's try. Trees don't want to be mountains.
They just praise the Lord.
Mountains.
They just praise the Lord. The sun, the moon, and the stars are happy in their heavenly space.
The river and the oceans.
Keep moving from place to place.
If I want to be a servant of the man who made the tree, I've got to live a life
he wants me to live.
God bless you. God bless you.
God
God bless you.
Yeah, amen. It's been 15 years since we did that one, so God bless you, Pastor.
You know,
Jack.
People look at that 40
God
years and I'm in my ministry, but I'm only 48 years old.
Thursday we'll be off. Friday we'll be back on with Provoke Fridays. Remember Pastor Hamilton. You all got a hook up with Pastor Hamilton. He sings too, Maurice. He's out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
okay.
going to have to introduce all right. you all to that man of God. He's a worshiper.
Too.
I don't know. I think he plays too. I'm not sure. But he comes on Fridays. So if you all able to ever get on, he's on every Friday. He does Provoke.
Okay.
And his ministry is called Provoke to Purpose Ministries out of Houston, Texas. So he's on for us on Fridays. If you and Elder Jackson can come on, we're going to have to do a little mini concert on him.
All right.
Praise
God bless you and God keep you, and thank you for having me on.
You are welcome. God bless you, Elder Jackson, Minister Maurice. We love you. Have a
blessed.
Amen. We're going to sign on off. We'll see you all on tomorrow.
God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you. We love you guys.
Amen. All right, Sister Ruby, you got off early.